From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Egyptian state workers and many of the country's poorest residents are on strike over the government's handling of the economy. The latest public display of anger in the more than two-week-old uprising against President Hosni Mubarak continuing today. NPR's J.J. Sutherland has been monitoring Tahrir Square, where he says protesters appear resolved to stay until Mubarak is out.
The square has become much more densely populated and built up over the past few days. Now I'm looking at rows of tents, and these aren't just sort of ramshackle tents. These look almost like army tents. It's assumed almost a carnival-like atmosphere. There are people who are listening to music. There are people who are chanting. There are people who are selling popcorn, toys. It's quite remarkable. And this crowd has expanded over the past few days. They're not only now here in Tahrir Square, the center of the movement, but they've also seized ground in front of the parliament building as well.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland. There were also protests in other parts of the country. 8,000 farmers set up fiery barricades in a city outside Cairo. A number of workers also walked off the job in Suez today. According to a spokesperson for injured Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, she has been talking more and more. It's the first confirmation Giffords, shot in the head more than a month ago, is able to speak. The aide says he does not know what Representative Giffords' first words were, though he says at breakfast recently she asked for toast. Six people were killed, more than a dozen others, including the Congresswoman, were wounded when a gunman opened fire outside a Tucson shopping supermarket where she was appearing. For the second week in a row, the Dallas-Fort Worth area has been hit by an Arctic blast, bringing snow and ice. BJ Austin with member station KERA reports.
This second winter storm disrupted the morning commute with a coating of ice and a dusting of snow. That prompted schools to close again, the fifth snow day in a week. But the winter weather has not paralyzed the region like last week's four-day deep freeze, which shut down airports and some mass transit. Joe Harris with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth says La Nina is to blame for the first back-to-back snowstorms in North Texas in more than 15 years.
We had some changes across the northern part of the hemisphere that allowed the Arctic air to spill down south into the plains, into Texas.
Last week, rolling blackouts were instituted in major Texas cities to conserve electricity after the extreme cold knocked dozens of power plants offline. That has not happened this time. For NPR News, I'm BJ Austin in Dallas.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke was on Capitol Hill today, where he came under intense questioning on the part of lawmakers, including questions about inflation. However, the Fed chairman said at the moment, inflation remains quite low.
We do not now have a problem, but I do want to repeat that we are extremely vigilant. We will be very careful to make sure that we don't wait too long.
On Wall Street, blue chips held on to their eight-day winning streak despite some concerns about employment comments made by the Fed chairman. He said employment is likely to remain high. The Dow did close up 6 points. You're listening to NPR. Virginia Democrat Jim Webb has announced he will retire from the Senate at the end of his first term, the announcement providing a further impediment for the party as it struggles to maintain a majority in next year's election. Republicans already have a majority in the House. In an email today, the 65-year-old Webb said he plans to return to the private sector, but he gave no additional details. Webb was elected to the Senate in 2006, ousting Republican Senator George Allen. The NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, and Cowboy owner Jerry Jones have been named in a lawsuit filed by irate Super Bowl ticket holders who got no seats or bad ones to the game last Sunday. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has details.
The federal lawsuit accuses the NFL, Jones, and the Cowboys of fraud, deceptive sales practices, and breach of contract. One of the plaintiffs is a Cowboy season ticket holder who paid more than $100,000 per ticket and in return got access to the Super Bowl. But unbeknownst to him, those seats were temporary seats in the nosebleed section with an obstructed view of the arena. 850 people were displaced and 400 got no seat at all in spite of their ticket. 1,250 temporary seats were rejected by the fire marshal as unsafe. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Appliance maker Hoover says it is recalling tens of thousands of its wind tunnel model canister vacuums. That's over concerns about possible fire or shock hazards. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the power cord between the power nozzle and a wand connector can short circuit. Recall affects a total of 142,000 Hoover wind tunnel models sold from March of 2003 to December of 2008. Hoover says it has received 68 complaints of the vacuums overheating. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.